Welcome to the Military One Source podcast. Military One Source is an official program of the Defense Department with tools, information, and resources to help families navigate all aspects of military life. For more information, visit MilitaryOneSource.mil.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bruce Moody. Today we're talking remote and portable careers for military spouses. Our guest today is Michael Krunk. He's a SECO career coach. Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Bruce, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
We're glad to have you with us. The first thing we need to do is figure out what a SECO career coach is. So there's two questions in there. What is SECO? And then what is a SECO career coach? Why don't you start with breaking down the acronym of SECO and tell us about that program.
Absolutely. So SECO is the Spouse Education and Career Opportunities Program, and we are thrilled to be a program under the Military One Source umbrella. And our goal is to provide educational and career assistance and services to our military spouses. As a career coach specifically, my role is to meet one-on-one with our military spouses to assist you with really tailored support to help you with those education and career goals, from the job search to going back to school, to helping you while you're in school with thinking about what you're going to do next, all the myriad things that you would think about in terms of career services. That's what we get to do as career coaches to support you as military spouses out there.
How long have you been a career coach and what has that been like for you?
Well, specifically with SECO, I've only been a career coach now for just over 2 years and I've really enjoyed it. This was a brand new experience for me. Previously, though, I did spend 20 years working in a career center at a college. So I worked with traditional age college students with their career success. And then I transitioned and moved out of higher education and came over to SECO. And I've been just incredibly thrilled and privileged to be able to help such a wonderful group of people who spend so much time sacrificing for their family, for their service member, and certainly for the military in our country. And to be able to assist them with their career success, to give them 45 minutes a week, one-on-one, where the focus is on them and helping them realize their goals, has really been a thrill and a privilege.
What can a military spouse expect from a session with a career coach? And is this virtual or how does this work?
So the first thing they can do is to call into SECO, and we'll have that phone number in the program notes. And that phone number actually takes you to Military One Source, and you just explain, hey, I need some assistance with my career. And they will send you over to the SECO program where you will be first talking to one of our career advisors. And these are the folks who are going to spend maybe 10 or 15 minutes from you getting your contact information, making sure your records are updated in the system, and also finding out what your specific needs are. So since today we're talking about remote jobs, maybe you say, hey, I need a remote job. And they would then set you up with an appointment to meet with a career coach. And these sessions are tended to be about 45 minutes in length, typically once a week or maybe longer than that in between each session. But once you come in, probably the best way to understand what we do is to share a session I just had last week. So I met with a spouse for the first time last week. She was from the Philippines originally and has only been over to the U.S. now for about 6 or 7 months, married a service member and has moved to the U.S. She completed medical school when she was in the Philippines and is now here and working to become eligible to work as a physician in the U.S., which takes some passing of exams and some time and all of that. But in the meantime, she's looking for a remote job within the medical field. We talked about medical transcribing and clinical research as examples. But because that was our first session, the first thing I want to do as a coach was to get to know her, to learn about her background, learn about her education and previous experiences, to understand the dynamics of her situation. She has children, and so having a remote job would be something that would give her a little bit more flexibility than having to go into the office. And so getting a sense of her goals, her needs, her preferences is really going to help me provide really tailored support to her. And that's what we really strive for as SECO career coaches. The other main thing we did after that discussion about her background was I spent some time walking her through our MySECO website. And we'll have a link to that in the podcast notes as well. And I showed her the types of services and resources we offer, showing her our job search program, the Military Spouse Employment Partnership, which I think we're going to talk a little bit more about later in the podcast, talk to them about our resume writing services, our virtual events that we offer, and just lots of the different services that we do offer alongside of our one-on-one sessions. So that's typically how that first session is going to go. And then after that, it's really about the spouse's goals. It might be focusing the next session on a resume, which we happen to do. We actually just met again yesterday for a second session and really helping her develop a resume that was consistent with US standards when the resume that she had was what was originally used back in the Philippines, and they have different standards and expectations. So really from there, it's about tailoring each session to that individual spouse's needs and really as many sessions as it takes to help them realize their goals.
Michael, thanks. That's really good information. And I want to restate one piece that you gave in there, and that is that your first step in this is going to be to call Military OneSource. So if you get nothing more out of this conversation than that, you're good to go, because you can always start with the Military OneSource 800 number and just say, I need help with my next career move. But let's move on here. What is the difference between telework, remote work, and a portable career?
Great question. So when we think about flexibility in the job market, certainly since the pandemic, the phrase remote jobs, sometimes called virtual jobs or online jobs, has really become prominent. But there is different terminology, and some is differently used by, say, the federal government versus one might be used in the private sector. Specifically within SECO, if you're working with us, you'll hear us refer to telework, which you can also think of as hybrid work. Hybrid work would be where maybe you are working from home 2 or 3 days a week, and the expectation is that you're going to go in the office the other couple of days. I actually just helped a spouse start a new job about a month ago, and it's a telework role where she does go in the office twice a week, but otherwise works from home 3 days a week. A remote job is typically one where you are working full-time or whatever hours those happen to be, if you're in a part-time job, but the entirety of it is done remotely from a home office. A portable job is one that goes with you. So especially for our military spouses who, through a permanent change of station, might be PCSing from North Carolina to Texas, it's a job that goes with you. And that may be because it is remote and it doesn't matter what your home address is, you're able to do it. Or it could be because you're working for a company that allows you to move to a different branch in a new location. So portable doesn't always mean remote. It means it goes with you wherever you are. And so sometimes when we're doing those job searches, especially for these type of flexible opportunities, understanding the terminology is important. It's also important because nowadays remote doesn't always mean wherever you want to live. We are seeing that a lot of companies that do post 100% remote jobs are also requesting or even requiring geographic locations. So you might have to live within 50 miles or even less from the actual headquarters of that organization for a variety of reasons. And so as we're doing that job search together, and if you as a spouse are out there looking for opportunities, really make sure you're reading the fine print of those rules to understand, is this, I can do this job wherever I live, or what are those stipulations and expectations?
So you work specifically with the military community, with military spouses. So what are the challenges that you see spouses facing when they're looking for employment? And why are remote and telework jobs a good opportunity for military spouses?
Well, I think just the example I mentioned, moving from North Carolina to Texas, as a military spouse, you all know better than I do that you could be asked to pick up your family and your life and move clear across the country, or even sometimes abroad if it's an OCONUS move. And when you have a resume that has gaps in experience or short-term job opportunities because of things like being forced to move, those are things that traditionally employers look down on. They consider those red flags. But for military spouse, that's the life. That is the sacrifice that you all are making. And on top of that, not only the moving around, but also the fact that because a service member is often away on training, on duty, on deployment, families are often separated in that case, which means that you as a spouse might be asked to take on a greater role and sometimes the only role as a single parent during those period of times. And so it's vital that employers understand that the resiliency and the sacrifices and the need for flexibility is indicative of military spouse life. Many employers do recognize and value that, but traditionally employers in the past have looked down on things like gaps in employment or those short-term experiences. And so that can be very challenging for a spouse, who's especially a spouse who's dedicated to supporting her family financially and also growing professionally within a career.
What do you see as trends in the remote work landscape?
Well, I don't think many of us even thought about remote jobs significantly at all until the pandemic happened. And suddenly it became this trend. Everyone has to work remotely because we can't leave our houses. We certainly can't move around like we used to. But since then, people have really shown, employees have really shown that we can be successful working remotely, that we don't have to be in an office. We can be well-supervised, productive, and achieve and set goals by working remotely. And so there are some trends that we're seeing. I most recently visited the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is under the Department of Labor. This is the same office that publishes our monthly job growth rates and unemployment rates and all the things that we see in the news. And I was really fascinated with some of the results I saw there. Just this past June of 2024, 22% of all persons in the labor force worked some hours from home. So 1 in 5 people are working from home at least part of the week. And this is actually a situation where women are working remotely more often than men do. So for women, about 25% of women in the workforce are working from home to some level. A couple of important trends, I think these are really important, especially for military spouses to hear, is that with more experience and more educational attainment, you are far more likely to be able to work in a job that affords remote opportunities. So for those with a bachelor's degree, 40% of employees worked remotely at some point during that past month. And of course, if you think about it too, certain industries lend themselves more to working remotely than others. If you work in retail or you work in a restaurant, you pretty much have to work in that location. So we're seeing things like management and professional jobs and sales jobs are more likely to allow flexibility with those remote opportunities than, of course, things like the service field. Not surprisingly, the tech industry has the highest level of those who have worked remotely in that past month at 2/3, 67% of employees worked some level at home. So there are some trends, and based upon your educational attainment, your career goals, those are all things that we can look at together as a coach working with you to explore remote opportunities.
All really good points. What do you see as key skills and attributes as essential for success in a remote work environment?
I think the first thing, and this kind of goes back to what I just shared, is you have to show some success in your profession. The likelihood, if you're entry level right out of school, you're going to be in a remote job, is less likely. So showing professional success, because with professional success, that indicates that you are self-motivating, that you accept feedback well, and you're able to grow professionally. And so just being successful in your field, that doesn't mean that you've been doing it for 20 years, but that you have a pattern of success is going to be one of the first things that an employer is going to look for. Beyond that, I'm actually going to mention that additionally, the Department of Labor, specifically the Office of Personnel Management, they actually had put together a self-assessment for federal employees to consider those who wanted to work remotely. And they have a website called telework.gov. And what I love on there, and I actually take spouses to this site when they come to me and say that they want to work remotely, but especially for those who've never worked remotely before. They have a self-assessment and they ask some questions. And one of the questions is based upon this idea of self-management. Do you have the ability as a spouse to work with minimal direct supervision? Along with that, are you organized? Do you have good planning skills? Do you exercise time management? Well, of course, any spouse that I've asked that question to, they've all said, yep, absolutely. But what I then challenge you to do as a spouse is to then ask yourself, Can I give examples from my past work? Can I give examples from school or for a past job that demonstrates that I'm able to work with limited supervision or that I have good planning skills? Being able to share the stories of how you've done that in different ways will go a long ways to convincing a future employer that you can handle remote jobs. Along with those kind of self-management type of skills and abilities, things like being comfortable with technology. You're not going to have the IT staff right down the hall. So are you comfortable being on the phone with an IT person and with them walking you through troubleshooting computer problems? Are you able to, you know, download updates and do all those things to keep your software running effectively? Additionally, do you have appropriate space to work? A remote job doesn't always mean do it wherever you want, however you want it. Many of us have to be on phone calls or expect to be on video calls. And that's kind of hard to do if you have a zoo full of pets run around behind you or young ones run around behind you who maybe aren't off to school yet. And so a lot of it is also being realistic about the ability to handle remote work, having a place that is quiet and conducive to getting the job done. Because an employer is going to expect that when you clock in, your focus is on that job for however many hours you're expected to be working.
That's really interesting. So you've talked about the skills and attributes needed. How do you get those into a resume, right? That's, I guess, my next question to you, because you talked about the need to share your story to your future employer. How can military spouses tailor their job applications and their resumes so that they stand out for remote positions?
Absolutely. So great question. And these are one of the things that we love to be able to sit down and talk to a spouse with during these phone calls, during these sessions. And I would turn to a spouse, and let me just give an example of a spouse I worked with recently who actually did get a job in a remote capacity. She had done some remote work previously, but it was volunteer experience. It wasn't a paid job. It was volunteering. And I said, yeah, but you did do it remotely. So let's talk about that on the resume. You could put not only that was remote, but use those type of words like showed initiative, worked with limited supervision, etc. I've worked with spouses who have never worked remotely before, but they did go to school during the pandemic. And so their courses were all online and remote. And so I said, well, document it there because you've had that experience of having expectations placed on you, meeting and exceeding those expectations through your coursework. So you can document it there. And demonstrating on your resume where you've shown initiative. Took initiative by training a new employee when the manager was off duty. Okay, that could easily be some sort of resume line that shows initiative and doing extra things like taking part in training others. That's the kind of language that a coach can really help a spouse work through to make sure that your resume is not only accurate, but is focusing on the skills and abilities needed for remote employment.
I really want you to spend some time on employment gaps, because that's a huge concern for military spouses. But as you've been saying, people can develop skills and attributes for success in a remote work environment and not necessarily be doing that on the job. Just military life can develop that. So I guess my question is, how can military spouses address employment gaps, perhaps due to all their transitions and moves, and how can they address those gaps on their resume?
Absolutely. And this is easily one of the most common questions that I hear and my fellow coaches hear as coaches working with military spouses. I recently worked with a spouse who was out of the labor force for 12 years while she raised her family. But she certainly wasn't 12 years without experience. And so one of the first things I address with a spouse is that an employment gap is not the same thing as an experience gap. I have never met a spouse in the 2 years I've been here, and certainly from all the stories I've heard from my other coaches, spouses are not sitting around on the couch, not doing anything. You all are incredibly busy. You are raising families. You are volunteering in your community and on the installation. I've worked with many spouses who have babysat other spouses' children while those spouses were off to work. That's experience. Most recently, I worked with a spouse who actually has been homeschooling her children for a number of years. Those are all skills and abilities coming from experience that may not have been paid employment, but is nonetheless an experience in which skills are being gained and exercised. And that's the first thing that I do when working with a spouse who might have that employment gap is say, well, what have you been doing during this interim? And they'll say things like, well, I completed a couple of certifications through a training program. I finished my associate's degree. I've been raising young babies. I have 3 children under the age of 5, but I've also been babysitting that during that time as well and volunteering with the unit, helping spouses whose service members are being deployed. All of that is experience, and the experience that is acquired and the skills that are gained need to be included on the resume to then show those employers that as a candidate, you're bringing a wealth of experience. I mentioned earlier that I worked in higher ed for about 20 years. And so I would work with students who were finishing their degree, but they were leaving college without a job because they worked in a snack shop. They were an athlete. They did this, that, and the other thing. The experience that were not necessarily paid employment, but certainly helped gain skills and abilities. And the same holds true with our military spouses. All in this situation, oftentimes it also involves things like families and moving around and the resiliency that spouses gain. Employers want resilient employees, and there's no one more resilient than our military spouses as future applicants and employees of a company.
Thanks, Michael. Really appreciate you spending some time on that topic. How can spouses leverage the military community to find resources for remote work opportunities?
Well, I'm going to certainly echo what you said earlier. That first step is to reach out to Military OneSource and connect with SECO. And as I mentioned earlier on, doing that tour with a career coach of our different services, and just to share a few of them, I think I earlier mentioned the Military Spouse Employment Partnership. Through SECO, we have an employment program where we have over 850 employer partners who are dedicated to recruiting and hiring military spouses. And not only that, they've been vetted by the government to ensure that they have policies and practices not only to recruit and hire, but also to provide that flexibility and portability that we've been talking about that military spouses often need. And these MSEP employers, many of whom you would recognize as ones that you probably buy products from and take advantage of daily, large corporations, multinational corporations, but also medium-sized and even small businesses are becoming part of MSEP really across every industry, business and sales and healthcare and education. Many of these employers are recruiting for remote and telework opportunities. And on our job board, you're able to actually filter for those type of opportunities. And those are some of the things that we'll show you how to do when you do work with us through one of our appointments. In addition, SECO has partnered with a company called FlexJobs. And FlexJobs is a job search company. They facilitate the job search like many other job boards we're familiar with. The difference is that FlexJobs focuses on flexible work opportunities, remote, hybrid, jobs like contract jobs and per diem jobs. The type of flexible opportunities that a lot of people are interested in, and frankly, military spouses often need. Now, FlexJobs is a company that partly makes their money by charging job seekers a subscription fee to access the listings. However, because of our partnership, because of SECO's partnership with FlexJobs, spouses are actually able to get a license for free for 12 months to use that site. All you have to do is to reach out to us, again, calling into Military OneSource, talking with us, and getting that code. And you can then have access to another whole job search site for those opportunities. Finally, I do want to give a shout out. One of my colleagues, a fellow coach, is going to be offering a session called Working from Home. So we do what's called SECO Spotlights, where we do streaming of different programs on our MySECO Facebook page. And we have one of those SECO Spotlights coming up on December 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's called Working from Home, Everything You Need to Know About Remote Employment. So a lot of what you're hearing here and going into even more depth, that will be offered then through Facebook. You can access information about that by going to our MySECO website or certainly calling into SECO and getting more information. So just another opportunity. And frankly, again, everything we do is tailored to the needs of the spouse. So we will help you with whatever your parameters are. In this case, if it's remote, that's absolutely what we're going to help you strive to achieve.
So we have talked about remote jobs. How about seasonal jobs?
Well, unbelievably, we're approaching that time of year. We're well into fall now. As a coach, I'm very excited about Halloween. It's my favorite time of the year, but that also means that it's time for hiring for Christmas. And so seasonal jobs are, of course, great opportunities to make some quick cash with a little bit more flexibility and without the long-term commitment that you might have with a regular job. Certainly look locally. Look around nearby to bases, to local retailers, mom and pop shops might be looking for opportunities. But then also through SECO, through our Military Spouse Employment Partnership or MSEP job board, we also have a special filtering for hot jobs. And so you can filter for hot jobs to see what's new. And certainly as we do get closer to the holiday shopping season, there will be more opportunities like that. And then as coaches, we receive a weekly email blast from the program explaining that employers are hiring for this, that, or the other thing, immediate needs for this, immediate needs for those type of jobs. And if you're working with us through our sessions, we'll share that information with you and tell you, hey, you're looking for this type of job? Well, so-and-so is hiring. They're looking for jobs all around the country, et cetera. So working with us, we can help you identify those opportunities for seasonal employment.
So what should a remote worker do to continue to develop their career and be promoted when they're not in a traditional office environment?
That's a great question. So one of the things that I think about when we're working remotely is we're not going to have necessarily day-to-day visual contact with our supervisors and the higher-ups within the field. Maybe we'll have Zoom calls and meetings, you know, once or twice a week, but it's important, therefore, that you document your work. That might be things that you did above and beyond what the expectations were. Document when you spent 10 or 15 minutes helping a colleague navigate a new software package or new system, or you took it upon yourself to either formally or informally mentor a new colleague. Documenting those types of experiences you're doing is going to show that initiative that we talked about earlier. Additionally, every job, no matter what career, has natural ebbs and flows, natural times where things are going nuts and you can't keep your head on straight because you're so busy. And other times where maybe a little bit more laid back. Well, during those times, that's when you can ask for more opportunities to help out. Are there additional trainings you can do to grow within your field or other ways you can continue to help the company during times when you may not be quite as busy? But really, you probably hear me use the word now document a number of times. If you write it down, you can then pass it up the line, your supervisor, and that's how you get yourself noticed.
This is all such really good information. I really appreciate this. What would be some effective ways to network and to build professional relationships while you're working remotely?
Well, in my 22 years now of career services, the most important mantra that I ever learned was from my long-serving mentor who always said, network or not work. And networking is a key element not only to getting a job, but also being successful and growing within your field. Through SECO, you have the opportunity as a military spouse to take advantage of wide-ranging networking opportunities. So one of the things SECO does is we are part of the Spouse Ambassador Network. And we have over 40 organizations, many of whom you're probably already familiar with as spouses. And these organizations go to support the military community and military families, the Space and Air Force Association, Blue Star Families, the Association of the United States Army, just to name a few. These organizations all comprise of people, military spouses, family members, veterans, service members who all support each other. And these are all great opportunities to get involved, to meet people who are out there doing the work you want to do and are also hiring for the work that you want to do. So through SECO, we will not only introduce you to these associations, but we'll actually help you put together messages through emails and other manners to help you reach out to network with these folks to gain the kind of information and insight you need to take the next step in your professional goals. Additionally, when we think of networking nowadays, we also think of LinkedIn. And two really great things that can be done through LinkedIn. Number one, through SECO, you can actually register to obtain access to LinkedIn Premium, which is their advanced service, for free for 12 months to get really in-depth assistance with networking and to really utilize the service to its full ability. Also within LinkedIn, the MSET program does have a group. It's the Mill Spouse Career Network. And this is a combined group of military spouses and our MSET partners, the recruiters who work for those companies, and you can engage with them directly, message them, and ask for more information about opportunities.
You know, we could spend a whole episode on LinkedIn, specifically what we offer through LinkedIn. It's just amazing. And we'll put a link in the program notes. I hope people check it out. But let me get back to you. So you're a SECO career coach. You offer something called specialized coaching packages. What is this and how does it work?
So when you call in and you meet with us, you're going to be meeting with us in one of our coaching packages. And these are really ways for you as a spouse to identify the main need, concern, or goal you have for employment or your education goals. So for example, we do have the working remotely coaching package. And so you call into SECO and say, hi, I'm a spouse. I need help with a job search. I'm really focused on the remote job search. Well, that advisor is going to set you up with an appointment for me or one of my colleagues for the working remotely coaching package. Or let's say you are moving and you get PCS orders. You're in North Carolina, as I mentioned as an example earlier, and you're moving over to Texas and you have an in-person job that you really like, but you want to try to make it portable. Well, we'll work with you through the permanent change of station coaching package to not only help you with the job search, but also help you learn more about the installation where you're going and the community you're moving to help you feel more at home there and to get the resources you need to help you prepare for that move. So the goal of the coaching package is to give you as the spouse the opportunity to see all the ways in which we can help you and for you to identify sort of those core needs and goals that you have so we can get you started and going as quickly as possible.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground today. I wonder if you could share some success stories of military spouses who are building satisfying careers while working remotely.
Well, I am very excited to share that I have a very, very recent story. Just last week, I met with a spouse who I've been working with for a couple of months now. Her service member was given orders to move to South Carolina to do recruiting down there. Well, she was employed as a civilian with the Army up in Fort Drum, New York. And she was doing cybersecurity work up there, and she was there with their four-year-old son. And she was not going to be able to move down to South Carolina until she secured new employment. And her goal was to work remotely because, unfortunately, where they were going to be living, there were not a lot of opportunities nearby. And so working with her, number one, she was working in the cybersecurity field, which is an up-and-coming and really growing industry. But she also was able to do telework through that job. So she was on base working a couple of times a week and was able to work remotely a couple of times a week. We worked together. We helped make sure her resume was strong. She was starting to get interviews. And like everything else, it did take a little bit of time and a little bit of effort, some really high moments, some really frustrating moments. But eventually she was able to get a job with SAIC, which is one of our MSET employer partners. She's working fully remote. She was able to get a raise and was able to, within a week of note of being offered the job, able to move down to South Carolina. She's there now with her husband. They have a new house they just bought. And she was able to even get down there in time to audition for a local choir group that she was excited to join. So it does happen. Our spouses are getting jobs. They're getting remote jobs. And you all are realizing your career goals. And frankly, we just want to be here to help you with that process. And then, of course, to celebrate those accomplishments with you.
Nice. That's good to hear. I welcome any final tips that you have for our listeners that will help them find a portable or a remote career or approach their current employer about working remotely.
So I guess some really quick final tips would be, number one is to assess your ability to handle a remote job. The expectations of having that quiet space and to be able to work with that minimal supervision and to be able to show your work, to prove what you've already accomplished thus far, whether through your education, your previous employment, or if you are looking to work remotely with a current employer, the successes that you have brought to that company. evidence is always key. Whether it's through the resume or a conversation with your current or future supervisor, evidence is key. The other thing is to ask for help. The job search should never be conducted alone. I have a long of experience as a career coach, but I would never apply to a job without asking for help. I would have a colleague, or certainly my wife has read my resumes and cover letters in the past. Ask for help. You want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward. And so by getting help from us as career coaches, we can help make sure you're putting your best foot forward to help you realize those goals, whether it's with your current employer, by moving into a remote role, or possibly switching directions and finding a new employer to realize those remote opportunities and your career success.
Michael Kronk, really appreciate you being with us today. Thank you so much.
Bruce, thank you for having me.
And just remember, to get a head start on any of what you've heard today, just go ahead and call Military OneSource and they'll get you over to the SECO career folks and you'll be on your way. So thank you very much. And I want to remind you that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always like to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, just go to the link in the program notes to send us a message. We love to hear from you. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, because we cover a wide range of topics to help military families navigate military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.